that?
I interviewed a cardiologist a couple of weeks ago who wrote a book called The Wine Lover's Healthy Weight Loss Plan. And he talked about, and you mentioned alcohol. Alcohol can be something that can be very detrimental. But when used in moderation, and this cardiologist was suggesting that one or two glasses of wine a day is actually very good for you.
Right. We've all heard that, and I think that's probably exactly right. I'm talking about, I guess, the overindulgence of alcohol, the abuse of alcohol, the excessive smoking, recreational drugs. Also, interestingly enough, prescription drugs. If you're suffering from diabetes, if you're suffering from depression, prescription drugs can have a major negative influence on your sex drive.
And high blood pressure medication.
Absolutely.
As well as other things, I'm sure.
Agreed.
And people need to realize that and know that there are some things that they could do maybe to offset some of those effects. Do you really advocate using things like Viagra?
You know, that's an interesting area. It's almost like you have a pill that'll accomplish any goal you need in life these days. If you want to be happy, you take a pill. If you want to have a stronger, firmer erection, you take a pill. If you want to have a stronger sex drive, you take a pill. And to a certain extent, if it's working and you're happy with it, that's great. On the other hand, we're sort of relying on these artificial means when we can do it quite naturally through healthy eating and through exercise, through stretching, through opportunities to de-stress, through open communications with our partners. There's also a small percentage of men who cannot take Viagra for various reasons, various health reasons. And so that has to be taken into consideration as well.
I personally, because I do this show, I read research all the time on health issues and side effects of medications. And I see so many times you'll have a medication that maybe has been in use for a long time, and now they're finding out it has another side effect, negative effect that we didn't know about. And I would prefer for myself and my family that we not take prescription medication unless it's absolutely the last thing that could possibly work for you.
I would agree. I'm not sure how the medical community would respond to that sort of comment. They may feel as though, hey, if the medication is working, why not? But that's sort of the whole premise of my book, that you don't need the artificial means, you don't need the prescription drugs to maintain what you deserve in terms of a healthy sexual lifestyle.
And that's what you